And Oklahoma West Virginia is not the only game that's going to be played on Friday night that's going to have a lot of interest in across the nation, and especially within their conference, because Washington and Washington State meet in the Apple Cup. We know who the Pac-12 South champion is, Utah. They're going to be there in the championship game. This game is going to decide the North Division champion, and it's either going to be the Huskies or the Cougars. Last week, Washington beat Oregon State 42-23. Washington State, the Cougars, they were on fire offensively. They destroyed Arizona 69-28.
Yeah, and Coach, conference officials of the Pac-12, they won't admit it, but they need the Cougars to win this game and the title game for the Pac-12 to have any hope of making the playoffs. But even if Washington State wins out, they're going to need a lot of help to make the top four. One game that will help is USC of the Pac-12. If they could somehow knock off Notre Dame, they're an 11-point underdog. It's a big ask, considering SC, you know, they're a big dog, and they haven't looked that great.
They haven't, and that's going to hurt Washington State. And Washington State had that game won. They let it get away. Now, if Washington State's undefeated at this point, they don't have that loss, then it's a whole new ball game that we're talking about. But right now, with that loss to SC, Washington State can still win out. The top four, if nothing really changes there, the Cougars have no chance at the playoffs. All the more reason to go to eight teams, or for me, even 16. I know that'll never happen. But, you know, go to eight after the current contract expires, and that's after next season. Go to eight, and then you've got Washington State. They would be in the playoffs if they went out.
Right, and I think if you go to eight, then you can have the eight seed win it. I don't think you could have a 16 seed win it, but I think eight would be perfect for college football right now. But, again, we'll see what happens there. As far as Washington State, they're the best covering team in all of college football. There's 130 teams in 1A or FBS, and the Cougars are 10-1 against the number. That tells me two things. Number one, they're a solid football team. Number two, they get very little respect from the odds makers, the public, and the media. And fair or not, Coach, we knew in August that Washington-Auburn game, it was going to go a long way in shaping the public opinion of the Pac-12, and it has. Washington State, no doubt better than public perception. That's evident by their record against the point spread. But I just don't have them in the class of an Alabama, a Clemson, a Michigan, Notre Dame, or Georgia.
We're going to take a quick break right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Inside the Numbers, we'll be back to look at Saturday's games.